Thank you and good afternoon. On Monday afternoon, the Trinity River Timber Company reached an agreement with the Green Diamond Resource Company to purchase the Corbel Sawmill. The agreement includes all of the fixed sawmill assets, a long-term lease for the mill site, along with its associated log and lumber yards. The purchase also includes a log supply agreement, where Douglas fir logs are provided to the Corbel Sawmill from Green Diamond's timberlands. It will be the third sawmill operated under the Trinity River Timber Company to go along with the sawmills in Weaverville and Eureka. And Trinity River President Frank Schmidbauer said in a statement that the Corbel Sawmill will be complementary to the other mill sites. The Corbel Sawmill is expected to be operational by the early 2018 year. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office booked a Weaverville man into county jail after law enforcement discovered that he was exchanging child pornography with an out-of-state resident. Detectives received tips from an unnamed out-of-state law enforcement agency that 33-year-old Jesse Jerome Land was sending and receiving child pornography from a person out-of-state, and deputies responded to Land's residence in Weaverville. Land, a registered sex offender, admitted to the allegations, and he was subsequently arrested and taken into Trinity County Jail. Land was booked for being a registered sex offender in possession of matter depicting sexual conduct of a minor. The Fortuna Police Department released their 2016 first quarter crime statistics, which compares the rate of certain crimes to the first quarter of the 2015 year. While property crimes such as petty theft, burglary, and vehicle theft went down this year, crimes such as vandalism and grand theft increased. For violent crime, the number of assaults increased compared to 2015, as well as robberies and cases of rape. More than 400 traffic offenses were recorded this year, compared to a little more than 50 traffic offenses last year. 2016 also featured more accidents in Fortuna, while the number of drunk driving offenses were the same as in 2015. Overall, the number of adults and juveniles arrested were lower this year compared to 2015 as well. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office reports that human remains were discovered along the Eel River near Stafford. The coroner and deputies responded to the scene on Sunday afternoon, and confirmation was made that the skeletal remains were indeed human. The coroner's office cannot determine if the remains are those of a male or female, and forensic testing will need to be done to determine a gender and then an identity. The remains were discovered by a person who was canoeing along the Eel River, and it could be weeks or months before an identification is made. The County Department of Elections is looking for those interested in becoming poll workers to ensure that primary election day on June 7th runs smoothly and efficiently. The county needs close to 400 poll workers who open and close polling locations, issue ballots to voters, tally the votes cast, as well as assist voters when needed. You only need to be 16 years or older to serve as a poll worker, and you can earn as much as $116 for the day's work. For more information, you can contact the County Elections Office. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news from the Rural County Representatives of California.
The Rural County Representatives of California have rallied at least 17 counties in opposition to a bill backed by AT&T that would relieve legacy communication companies from providing basic two-way phone service at affordable rates to rural customers. The new bill proposes a switch to broadband-based and cell phone-based service, and the RCRC vociferously opposes that measure. The group said in a statement after the AB 2395 passed out of committee that broadband and cell phone services are prohibitively expensive to deploy in rural areas and that the guarantee to basic phone service is a lifesaver. The RCRC has called for opposition to the bill, and they want to ensure that before any changes are made to the current phone system, that a reliable, affordable, quality alternative is put in place.
Thank you, Dan. The California Highway Patrol Office in Crescent City reports that there was a fourth fatal traffic collision over the weekend, this time on Highway 199 just south of Knobkey Creek in Delmore County. At just past midnight on Sunday, the adult male driver was driving at a high rate of speed headed southbound when he lost control of his Ford Bronco. The truck left the roadway, rolled over several times, and ejected the driver, who was not wearing a seatbelt. The driver had no injuries in the crash, and his name is being withheld, pending notification of next of kin. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.